Hello and welcome to the Cristania.com podcast. I'm Cristania Hill. If this is your first time to listen, welcome. If you're a return listener, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. This episode is number 12, and this week's segment is featuring Celebrate Recovery Step Study Lesson 12. So grab a pen and something to write on, and let's jump into some restoration, healing, and joy at last. Lesson 12, Confess. Principle 4, openly examine and confess my faults to myself, to God, and to someone I trust. Scripture, happy are the pure in heart, Matthew 5:8. Step 5, we admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Scripture, therefore we confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed, James 5:16. Think about this. We've now written our inventory, and we must deal with what we've written. And the first way to do that is to confess our sins to God. So let's go through the acrostic of confess. C, confess our shortcomings, resentments, and sins. We need to admit what is wrong and what we're charged guilty of. We need to own up to what we have owned in our inventory. O, obey God's direction. We must confess our sins to God. And second, we share them with another person. Why would we do this? Because in James 5:16, it says, therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. So the purpose in this is to follow God's direction or obey God's direction. Why? So that we can be healed. In no more guilt. This step begins to restore our confidence and our relationship and allows us to move from looking in the past to living in the here and now. Romans 3:23-24. All have sinned, yet now God declares us not guilty if we trust in Jesus Christ, who freely takes away our sins. I don't know about you, but that sounds good to me. F, face the truth. Recovery takes honesty. It's not always easy, but it is simple. Allow the light of God's truth to heal our hearts, to heal our hurts, our hang-ups, and our habits. E, for ease the pain. I've said before, we're only as sick as our secrets. So when we bring light to those secrets, guess what? They're no longer secrets. And we begin to see healthy self-worth developing, not on our standards, but on God's standards. S, stop the blame game. We cannot find peace or serenity if we continue to blame others or ourselves. It's plain and simple. S, start accepting God's forgiveness. Once we accept God's forgiveness, we can look each other in the eye, and I think more importantly, we can look ourselves in the mirror. So let's jump into the questions. Question 1, what wrongs, resentments, or secret sins are keeping you awake at night? Wouldn't you like to get rid of them? I actually had a reoccurring dream that truly was keeping me awake at night, and it was from a previous relationship where these two people would, it's almost like they were taunting me in my sleep. And there were many, many nights that I would wake up and I started praying for God to take away the thought, be it conscious, unconscious, and eradicate it from my mind and my heart. Question 2. What value do you see in confessing, in coming clean with your wretched past? It has been absolutely freeing. It has broken the silence. It has released a lot of self-driven guilt. It's allowed me to get to a point of understanding what happened, why it happened, and to be able to move on and past it. Question 3, As you obey God's direction for confess, what results do you expect God to produce in your life? I expect Him to provide peace, purpose, direction, and joy. Joy that's not dependent upon my circumstances or situation. Question 4. What freedom do you feel because of the words of Romans 8:1 and Romans 3:23 through 24? What specifically do the phrases "no condemnation" and "not guilty" mean to you? For me, it's simple: without blame. And I think that explains it all. Question 5. After you complete principle 4, you will find 4 areas of your life begin to improve. You will be able to face the truth, ease the pain, stop the blame, and start accepting God's forgiveness. In what areas of your life will each of these 4 positive changes help you recover? First, I can be more honest with myself, my family, and my significant other. I can ease the pain by not focusing on my past rejection, abandonment, and lies, but focusing on God and His promises. Next is I can stop blaming my mom, my sisters, the man that molested me, the man I was seeing for so many years that hurt me like no other, and myself. And last, I can accept God's forgiveness because He has made me in His image and He absolutely, profoundly loves me so much. Well, today was a little bit shorter than the last several episodes, but I do want to say thank you for joining me. And once again, congratulations for staying committed to the process. You will be blessed beyond measure for the work that you're doing in your recovery. And it takes courage to answer these questions day after day, week after week, and really dig in. And I want to commend you on that. I'm proud of you. And I know God is proud of you. So this concludes today's episode. I want to thank you for joining me. Remember, joy is a choice. So choose well. God bless and take care.